Here at the National Ethanol Conference in Las Vegas, I'm with Mike Yerke with Chippewa Valley Ethanol, and he is chairman of the Renewable Fuels Foundation. Mike, why don't you just first tell me a little bit about what the Renewable Fuels Foundation is?
The Renewable Fuels Foundation is a foundation set up as kind of the education arm of RFA. So what we do is support research and those sorts of opportunities that help, help bring out the value of ethanol and educate folks and other projects to also educate the public. And one of the great things we do is the National Ethanol Conference Scholarships. And every year it seems like we've seen a really good group of people represented. This year, Wade is here, and we're happy to have him and be able to experience everything the conference is about.
Well, tell me a little bit about the scholarship, what people have to do. If students are interested, what should they do? What are the qualifications for that?
Well, as students that are essentially what we look for is broad-based. You don't have to be in higher education in terms of grad work. It can be undergrad, and we've had them all across the board. We've had doctoral candidates and so forth. But what we look for is somebody that has a passion, has an interest for some facet of the industry. In the past, we've had PhD candidates that were going towards a research area. We've had folks that were more interested in the overall development of the industry, maybe in a management role. I think it's just a reflection of the broad array of career possibilities in our industry, and we want to promote those possibilities by getting folks here to see what it's all about.
We're at the opening reception of,
yes,
of the ethanol conference, and it looks like there's a really good crowd here. It looks like attendance may be up over last year.
You know, it does. It absolutely looks that way. And I think that's indicative. A couple years ago, we saw a dip. And I think as economics were very challenging, and certainly we are in challenging economic times currently. But I think what you see is people that have that longer view. They know things are going to get better. It's much like agriculture, the farming industry. Things have a cycle to them. And we'll see that here as well.
Tell me about Chippewa Valley.
Chippewa Valley Ethanol Company is a company that has been in production since 1996. It's a farmer-owned facility, and we have 950 members that take a lot of pride in what we do over there. We fuel-grade ethanol is our primary business, but we also are known for our industrial products and our beverage products. We make vodka as well. And West Central Minnesota, it's a great company to work for.
And you've been involved with RFA for quite some time then.
You bet. Involved with RFA, going on 9-10 years now. Previous position, I was in Iowa and got involved at that point, and really is a great organization spearheading our efforts in the Capitol. And so happy to be here.
Being a part of the industry, do you get frustrated when you hear some of the attacks, especially that it seems like it's been pretty relentless, especially on RFS, and they're bringing up all the same old arguments that it's increasing food prices and et cetera, et cetera?
Terribly frustrating. Our industry is a rural industry at its core. And as such, it's really been built by people who have a whole lot of common sense. And part of that is a personality trait that believes that sooner or later common sense prevails. And what you find out is, you know what, it's all about marketing, it's all about messaging, and you know, we have the social media thing going on now, and so what we have to do and what people are realizing is to be more active, more aggressive in confronting these things and getting out in front of misinformation.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Here at the National Ethanol Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.